The opening line from the Gospel of Matthew that we just heard is this. The Pharisees went and plotted to entrap Jesus in what he said. That reads just like the setting in our world today. Plotting and entrapping and searching for a juicy tidbit of misinformation to defraud, defame, or destroy those who would usher in change is still a way of life, even some 2,000 years later. The question is why? What causes this sort of behavior? What was it that led the Pharisees to act in such a misguided way? Why on earth would they want to entrap Jesus? Why would anyone want to entrap anyone else for that matter? But especially Jesus. What is it that causes folks to revert to that sort of sophomoric level? And if we step away from the emotional connections that we have with Scripture, if we can disconnect our preconceived notions about the Pharisees and Jesus and look at this exchange as an example of our shared human experience, we may have a better understanding of what is at the root of this exchange, and then hopefully prevent ourselves from being drawn into the same sort of unhelpful ways of dealing in the world. We need to change our lens from looking at the Pharisees as bad guys who were determined to get rid of Jesus at any cost, and look through a lens of understanding that the Pharisees were in reality good guys who were terribly threatened by this new teacher and his new radical teachings. The Pharisees were afraid of Jesus. They were threatened by Jesus. Jesus was turning their safe, secure, and tightly nailed down understanding of the world and the way it should be upside down. And no one, good, bad, or anywhere along that spectrum, wants their safe, secure, tightly nailed down understanding of the world turned upside down. Even or perhaps especially if it is Jesus turning the world. The heart of the Pharisees' desire to be rid of Jesus, to entrap or ensnare him, is that they are afraid. The heart of the dysfunction that is running rampant in our country and in the world today is that we are afraid, and that fear makes us anxious. The media is capitalizing on our fearfulness and anxiety, and much time and effort is spent on maximizing our fearfulness and anxiety. For some reason, this heightened state of fearfulness and anxiety is a drug, and we are addicted. Do you remember a time in the world not too long ago that rain was predicted and nobody got too terribly worked up about it? Now, if rain is predicted in my area, my phone flashes, rain alert. Really? Alert? Just the word alert alludes to the fact that I should be on notice. Something important is going to happen. It's going to rain. Oh my. Obviously, that is one very simple example of how we are led to heightened sense of fearfulness and anxiety. And nothing good can come from that. When we live in fearfulness and anxiety, we're on a constant state of high alert, and we're looking for those who might harm us, those who would do us wrong. We're constantly looking to place blame and find slights that have been done. It has been said that the opposite of faith is fear, not doubt. And if that is true, how can we move away from fear toward faith? First, we do need to look at what it is that we fear. What is it that we are so afraid of? the Pharisees in their failed attempt to entrap Jesus ask him a question. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not? And if Jesus said, yeah, that's fine, they would have exposed him for being against Jewish law. But if he said, no, that's not okay, he would have been exposed for treason. And Jesus, not fearful of their trap, said, give to the emperor what is the emperor's, and to God what is God's, knowing full well that everything is God's. Everything is God's. When the Pharisees heard this, they were amazed and went away from Jesus. They should have gone away rejoicing in the knowledge that everything is God's, because if everything is God's, they had nothing to fear. Unfortunately, they didn't. They became even more fearful. Instead of understanding that they had nothing to lose, they misunderstood and believed that they had everything to lose. Can we hear that everything is God's and be joyful and fearless? Or do we hear these words as a threat to our misappropriated security? What makes us secure? Our own merit? Our own success? Or our faith in God's providence? There is nothing to heighten the state of anxiety and fearfulness around here like the week leading up to Lobster Fest. Is there enough bread? Did we order enough lobsters, or are there too many? Is there enough coleslaw? Is it mixed correctly? Will the lobsters be too cooked or not cooked enough? What about the bake sale? Will we have enough items, lots of baked goods? Oh no, we can't find half the nutcrackers. The whole thing will be a failure. What if folks don't come? At 2 a.m. yesterday, I awoke in a panic, wondering if the bounce houses and slide had been ordered for the kids. And as I wrote this sermon, I still didn't know the answer to that. But what I did realize was that it didn't matter. And one of the several miracles that happened over the past few days with Lobster Fest was that within 2 hours, we had a bounce house and a slide delivered from Atala. That's a miracle. All the worry and fearfulness and anxiety in the world does not ever make Lobster Fest a success. As a matter of fact, just the opposite is true. Fear is the opposite of faith. Imagine for a moment if each time we looked at all the news and scrolled through the information that bombards us from all sides all day long, we remembered that fear and the anxiety that accompanies it is the opposite of faith. And imagine how each day would be different if we remembered that everything and every moment is God's. Imagine how much better we would feel physically, emotionally, spiritually, if we just stepped away from that fear and anxiety and let God have what is God's, which is everything. Not removing us from our responsibility and care for everything that is God, but removing the fear and anxiety that prevents us from loving everything that is God's. Just imagine that and let it sink in so that it becomes reality. Amen. Amen.